που χιλιάσονται λουδέλα λεδιούλα πήκετε που αβιλιάς ο Ιησούς ακάνα.
For many Australians, gypsies are just like fairies or mermaids, creatures living in fairy tales. However, gypsies do exist and they prefer to be called Roma or Romani. They are heavily dispersed throughout the world. There are no official numbers, but it is estimated that 10 million Roma live in Europe and they represent the poorest people group on the continent. There are estimated to be about 25,000 Roma living in Australia. The president of the Sinti Romani organization in Queensland, Yvonne Slee, explains their origins.
We originate from India in the 11th century. Groups of Indians were taken up by Mahmud of Ghazni, the conqueror, and took people out. He took gold, he took jewels, he burned down temples, and he did that over 30 years. And many of us was taken out of there and ended up in Afghanistan for a while because that's where he went. And after they were defeated, the army was defeated by the Seljuks, we ended up in Anatolia, where we stayed for 200 years. And that's where we crystallized into our own culture. And the words like we use in our language is still a lot of Indian words, Hindi words, mixed with Greek words. And then we went on further westwards into Europe because the Ottoman Empire encroached on Anatolia and we were pushed out again. So we had to go further into Europe.
Ever since the Roma arrived in Europe, they have suffered discrimination, and everywhere they have settled, they have ended up with inferior social status, education, employment, wealth, and political power. During the Second World War, hundreds of thousands of them were burned in the gas chambers by the Nazi Germans. David Diaz-Jojeix is Europe's deputy program director for the human rights group Amnesty International. He believes European states are not seriously trying to break the Roma cycle of discrimination and poverty.
The Roma people are the largest minority in Europe, but it's not just a matter of numbers, it's a matter of severe entrenched discrimination that the Roma people have been subjected to in Europe.
Diaz-Jojeix believes that a tendency of many Romas to live in caravans has given rise to negative impressions about their lifestyle and has contributed to their marginalization.
The great vast majority of the Roma people are no nomads, are people that live in towns, but the prejudice against them has resulted into no access to jobs and no access to education.
Diaz-Jojeix says in many European countries, Roma children have been forced to attend segregated special schools or segregated classes where they study according to an inferior curriculum. He says in some cases, they are even treated as stupid and disabled.
In Slovakia, the administration are treating the Roma different from the mainstream population and placing children in schools that are meant for people with mental disabilities.
Angéla Kóce is a former president of the Hungarian-based European Roma Rights Center, which lobbies for Roma rights across the continent. From a Roma background herself, she currently researches Roma issues for the Institute for National and Ethnic Minorities at the Hungarian Science Academy. Angéla Kóce says the Roma's poor access to education has a ripple effect, resulting in bad employment possibilities.
I mean, there are several human rights reports which pointed out that Romani children facing serious obstacles in the educational systems. They are not able to get into the high school, especially those who are coming from a segregated areas and they were attained a segregated school. I mean, if we can see the statistics that approximately 500,000 Roma are living in Hungary now, and only 5% of the Romani school pupils who are able to get to the high school. I mean, compare with the non-Roma students, which almost 70% of them are able to go to the high school. So it's very